Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
This next part that we're going to get into here with the Duggars is one of the first extended phone calls between Joseph Duggar and his wife, Kendra, recorded at the Washington County Detention Center. Joseph is in solitary 23 hours a day when he's there. Kendra has been arrested, released on bond, and is staying at an undisclosed location. Her children have been removed from her care. And this is that first call, and this is what they get into. We'll stop and we'll work our way through it. If you want to listen to the full thing completely unedited, it is there. It's on our YouTube channel. It's on the podcast platforms. You can listen to it there. We're going to go through some of it right now. Let me hit play. Here we go.
Hi. Hello.
Just know that we can't talk about what's going on here. Did Travis get a hold of you?
Yeah, I've been talking to Travis.
Oh, good.
I've got him as my attorney right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that. I asked him to be my attorney.
I didn't know who exactly. So let's get.
Well, it's not for you. It's only for me. I mean, he can work with you, but it's just they said I needed somebody for the case that we've got going with the kids and stuff.
Well, it's buffering there right now, but I'm gonna stop for a second anyhow right here. Because that I found to be interesting. Well, it's not for you. he's not for you. I don't know who we're going to go with, because he's talking about it like it's all part of the group dynamic. And suddenly, well, that one's not for you. This one's for me with the kids and stuff. But she's still kind of downplaying it. She's like trying to make him not too excited or upset about it. It's just for me. It's just what it is. I'm finding this interesting, because I think Jim Bob knows the jig is up on his son. He's right. Already saying, you know, you're going to go away for a long time. I pray for your soul or whatever he says.
But you'll have a new ministry. I mean, but he framed it as, hey, this is a good opportunity. You'll have a new ministry.
Making lemons out of lemonade, right. You know, the Jim Bob way. I mean, what's your thoughts there on this? The fact that about the attorney language, I found to be rather interesting.
Yeah, attorney language. So while we're listening to not just this call, but the other calls, you're going to start hearing Kendra's voice anytime she starts to go into problem-solving mode where there's real-world things going on. You're going to start hearing her voice slip into normal. And you can hear slightly slipping into normal when talking about, no, the attorney's for mine. So all of a sudden, the sweet voice goes away. No, the attorney's for mine. I mean, so she, when her brain shifts out of, oh, everything's sunshine and roses, and this, we're just being tested, and it's all part of God's plan for us, and it's all about forgiveness, and yes, I know you diddled the neighbor's kids and all that, but you know, but this attorney's for me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just, that's what I took from this, is just watching her when she's actually in her own problem-solving mode. Now, granted, from what I gather, I think the Duggar family said get your own attorney, or she had to, just because of dealing with her own legal issues. You can't share attorneys and stuff like that. But Joseph behind bars seems to have relinquished everything. let go and let God in his mind. I mean, he's like, whatever you want, I trust you. I trust my family. Hey, let's keep reading Psalms. You know, no, we don't know where your kids are. Someone's taking care of your kids. Ah, it's fine. Just trusting God. It's all fine. It's just
you know, there's an element to these fuckers that you almost like, I wish I could live in that level of delusion for a day, not like in this sort of sickness, but like just in that disconnect from reality, just the disconnect of stress. Just give everything to God and everything will be fine. And there's no consequences to actions and we don't have to think about anything. I mean, it's quite a lever they're able to pull there.
It is. So as we're listening to, I'm going to give away a little bit here because I want everyone to hear the difference as we're listening to these other clips coming up. Because, and you talk about this dissonance and this disconnect, but and you did a great setup for this, Tony, because Kendra didn't grow up in the IBLP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's very religious, but it was outside the cult, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll hear that sweet, you know, accommodating little misty voice as she's talking about falling apart physically.
Yeah, let's keep listening. It's now,
but at the same time, listen how he's not.
Yes,
because he grew up in crazy.
And also, has Travis talked to you about releasing your belongings to me so I can get your phone?
Yeah, that works good.
Oh no,
I need to talk.
Tell him to reach out to me, maybe, or something, or.
Yeah, I think we need to figure out how I can get your phone. I got your iPad. I'm trying to work through some of the lists that you gave me.
Good, okay.
I may have more questions.
Yeah, if you have any passwords and stuff, just talk to Travis and we'll get those to you so you can take over everything that you need to.
Yeah. Did you hear that I'm out here with, did you hear where I'm at and everything?
I don't know. Should we say it?
I think that'll, well, I don't know. Maybe not. But they've got me a good place to stay that's very private.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm happy about that.
So,
I was hoping.
Yeah, I'm not taking.
Well, am I just.
So you're doing okay?
I'm trying to keep my spirits up, and I feel like reading the Bible has really been helpful to calm and not think about all the situations. So it's been uplifting. So
that's good to hear.
This one that I got, it's like some other NLT version or something like that, but it has a devotional in it. It has some really good stuff. So
Can I get you anything? I guess, like, is there any way I can get you something else that you might need or would like to read or something while you're in there? Like, can I guess, talk to Travis or? Are you there?
And then his phone kind of goes dead for a little bit.
No.
And then they reconnect.
Yeah. It was the next call.
I mean, what do you think is going
through? What you're trying to reach is not.
It is going through her mind. I mean, he's allegedly admitted to this shit.
Yeah.
And she's still, is there anything I can get you? Is there anything you need while you're in there? I mean.
So remember, they got married very young. I think she was 18 or 19 when they got married.
Yeah.
And so she was absorbed into that cult, a cult where there's no S sins, there's only moral failings. And you can imagine the conversations going on at this. Hey, don't worry about it, Kendra. We've been through this before. It's happened. People have moral failings. Here's the best thing you can do. Just stay under the protective umbrella so Satan can't get you. You just have to forgive. We'll be here for you. And then they'll swamp her with all the support. And here's all you have to do as the devoted, submissive wife. You just support your husband because that's what it's all about. And so when you have, remember, as human beings, we are extremely susceptible to group mentality. Mm-hmm. And when you are surrounded by a group saying this is the behavior you have to have, that's what she does. But because it is against what she grew up as knowing what was morally right, and that is why we haven't listened to it yet, but she is going, her body is failing her. She can't eat. She can't sleep. The stress is skyrocketing. Meanwhile, everyone else is like, it's just a normal day in Crazyville.
It is. Let's keep listening.
Hello?
Is calling you from Washington County Detention. Press 1 for accepting the call. Press 2 for rejecting the call. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Reject. Reject.
Press 2 and run away.
Hey, you there?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. They had so many people. They had like 20 people to check in this morning that I wasn't able to. This is the first time I've been out all day.
It's all about him.
So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's been a very encouraging day, actually. I read the whole book of Psalms and just finished it.
Oh, you winner, you.
No way. That's awesome.
Really
has Travis been to see you anytime soon? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Travis,
we're
going to
try to get him down there, but it's been a little crazy over here. I don't know if you know what's been going on, but yeah.
Is it a voice shift?
Not everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll fill you in later, I guess, but
yeah.
I assume. But yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
How have you been? Have you
been
all that good?
Yeah, it's been pretty intense. Yesterday was a really rough day, but I'm doing okay. I'm here with Jen, and we're at John Abbey's, and I'm trying to get some business stuff worked out.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, we're going to try to send them through Travis.
Yeah, just send them to
us
and all.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah, I got up at. I don't know if you've been sleeping much. Have you been sleeping much?
Last night they actually turned off. Most of the nights they have like a light on in my room the whole night, so it's hard to see.
Oh wow!
Sweat.
Oh wow!
This the guy in one of the cells next door in the holding cell, like he was supposed to get checked in and stuff. He's been throwing a tantrum all day. So.
Oh wow!
It's almost entertaining, except for he's pretty vulgar. So I was like, I'm just gonna focus on my Bible reading and like a prison. And I think it's New Life.
Oh, the guy next door is using vulgar language. Might I remind you, you diddle a 9-year-old, you piece of shit.
Yeah, it struck me as well. You know, he can't stand the foul language of the guy next door being checked in, but he's accused of doing horrendous things to children. That's great. And it's always remarkable to me, and everyone hopefully is picking up on it. You see, when she actually tries to go into problem-solving mode, her voice reverts to normal. And then when she's supposed to be the submissive, supportive wife, it goes back to the wispy one again.
Oh,
everything's rainbow and unicorns all over the place. It's just telling. It is very, very telling. And she keeps trying. I mean, so also, keep paying attention to his focus. His focus is always about him, and he's not complaining, but he's always talking about him, and he's always just reading this psalm and this motivational. Meanwhile, her life is just turned upside down because she married a nutter.
Let's keep listening. Yeah.
It's just
why put out this Bible is the New Living Translation, but it's actually I kind of like the New Living Translation because it's very simple.
Really? Oh, I'm just saying, like, are you going to be changing your version by the time you get out?
Well, I mean,
her almost like nervous, delusional laughter.
It's nervous laughter. It's always nervous laugh.
Easy here.
Well, I'm just
it's
saying
really good
that
to
it's,
hear from you.
Yeah, it's actually been really encouraging because they have, like, little things below it that, you know, kind of either describe it or just give a different perspective of it, of a verse. So, but it's been really good. I think last time, when we were on the phone, we were it got cut off. It cuts off after 10 minutes, I guess.
Well, but it was at like 5 minutes that it got cut off. And I didn't know if it was because of my reception. Yeah. Cause I couldn't hear you. And then I stayed on there for another minutes just to be sure. And then it like, I just hung up cause I thought, well, it might be 30 minutes or something. I don't even know how the whole system works. I'm trying to get set up with the portal and trying to get help from.
Okay, because it I think it cost me $3 the last call did. So I'm trying to.
Do you have enough money? And I have not been able to get your email. And did you know emails are also same as this?
Oh, okay. I'll.
Yeah, I'll emails are the same as this. The only time it's not like this is when you have Travis or an attorney. The only time it's safe is with an attorney.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he told me. He described that.
Okay,
me,
so emails are...
Yeah, emails are fine, but it has to be made.
No.
It's really hard to... It's hard to type on their screen, so...
No, it's totally fine. I just didn't... I couldn't find your message, and so I thought I'd let you know I couldn't find it.
Well, it's good to know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just on my end, if I just need to get someone else to help me, but... it's been pretty wild over here, and so it's slowing down today. I was just talking. It's been wild.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Well, I've been praying for y'all. I know that it's a lot to deal with. I'll continue to pray that things will settle and that people will, all be good there. I know the kids doing well.
From what I hear, they are doing good.
That's good. Well.
I don't know.
I've not talked to Travis yet, but I will. I'll get filled in on everything whenever I talk to him.
I hope you can get down. I got to get the power of attorney from you through Travis at some point.
That'd be good.
So hopefully he'll. And I was gonna send you questions if I had any. So I was hoping to talk to some of the brothers. I think John will be done in a bit. He's mowing or something, or he was gonna mow. Anyways, and so I told him that I thought we could brainstorm and try to get most of it figured out. And then whatever we can't figure out, I'll just send you questions.
That's perfect.
Have you been able to eat or anything? Yeah. Have you had a lot of anxiety?
I actually have. What I decided, I started working out. I'm doing my burn boot camp style workout now. I fought it. No, I just, just because I'm in a 7x11 style, I figured I might as well do something.
Oh, I know.
And so I've been doing push-ups and squat push-ups. I can do dips off the edge of the bed. And so I've been doing all that.
Do you have a pillow? Yeah, do you have a pillow and blanket and stuff?
It's not really a pillow. I'm just using the bed mat. It's kind of rolled. It's not very comfortable at night, but.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Oh, my
I'm fine.
So are you in good spirit through all of this?
I am, because since I started reading the first day, it was really hard for me just to read the Bible. But I felt like as I started reading the Psalms and stuff, I got through. Well, I went through the whole devotional, all the comments they had about different things. I just started reading the Bible today, and I was pretty anxious feeling this morning, but now I feel really encouraged. So
it kind of comes in waves.
Yeah.
Wait, so go ahead.
Just encourage you to just read the Bible.
I haven't quite gotten there yet. I'm blaring music though. I'm blaring music. I mean, I can try that, but I'm just.
It's
it comforting?
Amazed. Well, I was amazed how comforting the Psalms are.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to get there. Some Psalms.
Yeah. You can just listen to it.
I haven't been able to eat hardly. I thought I was asking how you were, because I've been unable to eat for.
Well, my stomach isn't always settled, but if it's not settled, I lay down and it feels better after a little bit. So.
Wow, that's impressive.
I'm not eating hardly any of the bready stuff. I'm trying not to eat junk.
He's getting shaped.
Eat the veggies and she's the protein RV. Stuff. Some of the protein has other, there was this chicken sandwich thing. It was breaded, but I ate the bread and the breaded chicken. But I'm trying to focus on just doing that, and hopefully I'll trim out some of the process.
I'm trimming up. I think I haven't gotten on the scale, but I think I feel a lot trimmer now.
Jesus,
I feel better. I feel better. Don't feel as bloated as I was before.
Well, good on you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm definitely not bloated either.
She's basically falling apart.
I cannot eat. Mom keeps trying to get me to eat. She's like, "Do you need to eat something?" And I'm like, "I will try." But unless it's liquid, it doesn't really go down. So it's been a battle.
Listen to Mama. Try to help you.
They said I gotta be well to take care of all these decisions and everything. And so, anyways. So we got. I know. It's good to hear you. You sound really good, and so that makes me happy. I didn't feel good after our last conversation. I had a lot of because I was like, it felt really weird, intense, and we didn't really talk about anything. And I was
because your husband's a predator.
I was like, I don't feel good. So after it, but it's fine. I knew. I just didn't know what happened. And so, anyways. Sorry, I'm walking. I can hardly walk. I get really winded because I'm so weak. And my legs and my body. I lost my laugh too. Like it's a silent laugh. You know how when I was really sick with the I had a silent laugh again.
Make sure make sure you try to get some food in, because it's going to help you gain some stuff back there, if you like.
Just not breaded chicken.
I'm going to try. Yeah.
No carbs. Yeah. Make sure you do your dips.
I did get to sneak over and get an IV before stuff happened, and so.
Oh, nice.
That was all nice.
I have an IV because I'm dying.
Yeah, and I want to tell you that your family's just an absolute crazy great support network and system, and they've just been so supportive of me.
It's called love bombing.
So I'm really well taken care of. I just sometimes start crying because I know God's been so good. I've been writing down some of the things that I'm thankful for. That
God's been so good. He's been so good to us. You know, you're in jail for, you know, probably diddling who a lot of people are assuming might be my younger sister.
My God, I didn't know that until it popped up on our screen.
Might be. Can't confirm it. We have no idea. But that seems to be the scuttlebutt. And if you connect some dots, it looks pretty shitty. Pure speculation. We don't know. She lost her laugh. She's on an IV. She can barely eat. She's anxious as shit. She seems somewhat delusional. And he's talking about not eating breading on a prison chicken sandwich because there's too many carbs in it.
And getting in shape.
And getting in shape. Might as well do that workout boot camp behind bars.
Yeah. If you guys did something in your life that you ended up in jail for, right? Yeah. Would you not, and you're on the phone with your wife, wouldn't you say something like, I'm so sorry you're going through all this. I'm so, sorry I'm putting you through this.
Todd, it's such a great point. So for anyone that's following, you know, I know most of our viewers on here follow us intensively. Take a look at how Richard Allen in Delphi talks to his wife on those phone calls and where his focus is compared to this ass wipe. Mm-hmm. This ass clown's focus is completely on himself. His wife is basically sharing with him that she's dying from the stress, not
literally
eating, not sleeping, on an IV. And he's like, hey, man, I'm getting in better shape now.
I know.
Who cares about the kids? Yeah, kids are somewhere.
Not even discussing.
You know, again, that's why most of what I do in all these cases is let's just look at baseline of what other people are doing to assess, is this falling in the pattern of normal behavior, healthy or unhealthy? And it is so evident where the focus is, what's going on, and you just keep wondering. They're literally living in a completely parallel universe that's not part of ours.
It really is, because I don't even know what to make of this. It's so
it's their normal.
Far.
This is their. That's why he seems so unfazed. That's why everyone else. She seems fazed by it, but is trying not to be, because everyone around her is not fazed by this. That is so telling. Because again, I wanted to see and understand why. I know I keep harping on this, but to them, this was not sins. This was moral failings. And in order to do it, in order to have everyone be redeemed, you have to give quick restoration and never question authority. If you just live by those simple doctrines, the Lord will make it all great and you'll have a great ministry. What a great opportunity to have a great ministry. We want these trials and tribulations in our life because it gives us the opportunity to be restored. See, that's the mentality. It's okay to sin. This is what's so amazing. It's like they're giving you permission to sin because the greater glory is in being restored by forgiveness.
That's what they believe.
Yes, that's why this whole thing's reversed. That's why all this seems so normal. That's why no one seems fazed by these horrendous things, because you accept it as a normal part of the human condition.
It's insane. There's more. We're going to play a little bit of the second call here in just a second. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I know there's a lot to get through.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.